Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, 10 healthy lifestyle trends that are emerging in the home building industry. Hey guys, I just returned from a pretty amazing experience. I was at the Tech Home Builder Summit, which is a really neat event where it combines education about emerging technologies with builders around the country. And it's kind of limited. You have to kind of get an invite to get into this thing. It's for cutting-edge companies, leaders in the industry, those kind of things, and get to meet with different manufacturers and learn about different products and innovations that are coming. And I got a lot out of it. So you're going to see some content coming out here because of it. And one of the overall global pieces that I wanted to release right away from the Tech Home Summit was about healthy lifestyle. And there are a lot of things that I think are going to be on people's radar in the coming years for their home. And it, not only just because of the environment that we're in after kind of coming out of COVID and people worrying about, you know, being healthy and air quality and all those kind of things are always important, but they're even more important now than ever before. And then, of course, the manufacturers are also working on products and innovations that match these types of things. So it's kind of an interesting confluence of, you know, what the public wants and what the companies are coming up with. So let's talk about 10 things that you may see in the coming years in new homes with regards to healthy lifestyle. First and foremost, active air quality monitoring. This is going to be a big one. I think this one makes a lot of sense. We have all the smart home technology that's coming, and it's great to be able to open your door and check your thermostat, but it's even more interesting to see the air quality live in your home and give you understandings of what things are causing problems for your home and what things are solving those problems. And then having your heating and cooling system and your vent fans all tied together and working in harmony to take care of any spikes in poor air quality. So whether it's something from your pet running around the house, shaking up a bunch of dander, to maybe you don't have your dryer hooked up properly and you're getting some bad, you know, gassing coming back into your home, to, you know, you're cooking all this food, frying oil, and it's causing a spike in bad air quality, to you forgot to turn the bath fan on and you took a long shower. These are all things that can be monitored actively, and the systems behind it can automatically turn on and improve your air quality. Why is that important? Well, good air quality means you can sleep better, live better. I mean, think of how many times a day you breathe in air and how important that is. And, you know, if you have bad air quality, you can eat well, you can drink a lot of liquids, but if you're breathing bad air all the time, you may get sick. So it's very important. So that was the first one, active air quality monitoring. The second emerging trend for home building is advanced water monitoring. Now, some markets, this is going to be more important than others, especially the coastal markets. But, you know, this is a couple different things. One is, you know, checking the chemical composition of your water and then having a filtration system that automatically adjusts your water to keep it at the correct pH level, keep it at the level that you prefer. You can also have it set up where if you're doing laundry, it might do one particular setting, maybe it doesn't overfilter as much, but when it goes to the faucet, the kitchen sink, that's extra filtered. So there's lots of neat things you can do with the active water monitoring. And especially whether you're on municipal water, maybe there's a spike in chemicals, this will adjust for it. Or if you're on well water too, maybe as you use up a lot of water, maybe you're getting a little bit further down the water table and you're getting some different chemicals in it. Water is very important, and clean water is definitely a concern in the coastal areas. So the more that you can make sure you have clean water all the time, very important. The third healthy lifestyle item, and this is also tied in with water, and that's water recycling. Now, again, here where I am in the Midwest, we've got five lakes around us. We've got a lot of clean water. Water scarcity is not really an issue, but you head out west or, again, on the coastal areas, and, you know, you have places like Arizona, Nevada, California that are monitoring how much water you use, and they are shutting you off if you use too much water, if you try and put water in at a certain time. I heard stories of builders out that way that are not allowed to put pools in the ground anymore. You can't even have a swimming pool. So what you need to do and what you need to look at is, especially if they're limiting your water usage, you may have to look at a water recycling system. So for example, you run the water in your sink, maybe you just wash your hands. Well, that goes down into a device that filters some of it out, and then it takes that water instead of putting it in the sewer system. It filters it out, and then it says, okay, hey, we're going to divert this to your washing machine, or we're going to divert this to your toilets and use the water again. So you're getting an extra use out of it. It's not perfect water, but it's, you know, what they call gray water. And I think you're going to see more and more of that as we go forward. Or you could also use it to water your bushes, water your lawn, where it doesn't have to be perfectly crystal clear to be reused. All right, the fourth healthy lifestyle thing. This is a totally different focus, but on lighting. Now, why would you say lighting is part of healthy lifestyle? Well, I'm glad you're thinking that way. But it's really all about sleep cycles, circadian rhythm. We have so much technology in front of us and these screens and the lights that a lot of people are having sleep issues and they're not getting enough healthy rest. So there are now active lighting systems that will not only match the lighting, and we'll talk about that in a second, but this is really more of, you know, adjusting the lights during your day and night cycle. So basically, as you get up in the morning, it will naturally open the lighting up to be similar to what's outside. It will slowly adjust the lighting down in the evening to give you a better mood light, but then also that will help your brain signal, hey, it's time to wake up, I need energy now, or hey, it's end of the day, it's time for me to settle down, and it'll naturally help your circadian rhythm, which will in turn help your health. And then the next one, fifth item here on healthy lifestyle, is active lighting management. And this is actually really fascinating as well, because what it does is you can put in your location into the software, and it will automatically adjust your lighting based on the position of the sun and the earth and the angle of the light. So you can have optimal lighting in your home at all times. And you can also then optimize the lighting based on all sorts of settings. And I've got a really great guest I'm going to be bringing on the podcast that's going to talk all about this stuff. But talk about the different ratings and LED lights and all the different things you can do with it. But you can also optimize the lighting, add more white light or blue light or red light, have it focus on certain pieces of artwork to enhance the colors and the artwork. So pretty cool stuff. And there's just going to be a lot of development with that because there's just so much more technology and so much more options with LED lighting. All right, the sixth thing for healthy lifestyles is a bigger emphasis on nature. And this is important because so many people are spending time indoors or not leaving as much, especially younger buyers. They really want to connect with nature. And there's a lot of things that you can do with that in your home, whether it's just being able to open it up more with folding doors or using more screened-in rooms or potentially indoor planters with maybe a passive watering system so you don't have to necessarily make sure you water that plant every day. But it's about increasing the experience and increasing the connectivity with nature. So again, could be just a wall of glass that allows you to see that beautiful view from the corner of your home to just having your home being able to open up to the outdoors. Lots of different ways to incorporate that into your home. This one's pretty interesting, and we're going to do a whole topic on it. I'm just going to touch on it briefly, but the seventh innovation for healthy lifestyle is biophilic design. I didn't even know what that was when I got there, I'll be honest. Now I do, but biophilic design is incorporating air, water, nature into your home design. So it'll not only create a natural experience, but also utilize some of the natural phenomenons to heat and cool your home. So for example, Having water run through your home not only would add humidity, but if you move air over it, it may actually cool your home so you don't have to turn the air conditioning on. So it's having this sort of homogeneous connection of nature and natural air and different things in your home to create an amazing design. Now, this is not something you're going to see in a lower priced home, a starter home. This is definitely a high-end luxury home type item that you will see, and you're seeing it out west. I talked to a builder that builds $30 million homes in Las Vegas, and he was showcasing this, and it was absolutely amazing. So we'll talk more about that on a future episode, so stay tuned for that. Eighth healthy lifestyle, Zen experiences. Not only just creating spaces that induce a Zen state, whether it's meditation or relaxation, but combining other things, like if you're taking a shower, they have shower systems now and steam showers that you can select the type of Zen experience you want and the shower system will match it. So maybe you want a shower experience that's going to give you energy, or you're taking a shower before bed and you want to bring your energy down. You can do this with a shower system, and it's really amazing. They actually have a picture of like a human on it, and you can select different things, and it kind of says what it does. It's really cool stuff. So you're going to see more about that and more incorporating that into your design and into your home. All right, ninth thing for healthy lifestyle is rooms with purpose. So think of this in terms of zones that you will utilize in your home. So instead of having your traditional, living room, family room, formal dining room, you have zones in your home. You have your exercise zone. You have your family game time zone. You have your relaxation and meditation zone. And of course, you have your work zone. So starting to think of the home more in those terms, because we are building a lot of open concept homes, but then building the spaces within it to accommodate the things you need. So again, home office, you're going to look at things very differently. It's more about, lighting for productivity and, having a functional space and all that kind of stuff, and maybe creating some energy, where you might have another part of the home, the relaxation part of the room, where there's more natural plants, softer lighting, where you can kind of just tune out of everything. There's no technology and you can relax. So that is definitely going to be a focus for a lot of people in the future. And then last but not least for healthy lifestyle, you may say, why is this part of healthy lifestyle? But it really is. And that's safety and security, especially security. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world these days. I'm from Milwaukee. Unfortunately, we had a really bad shooting after a sporting event the other day. We had 25 murders over the weekend. That's ridiculous for Wisconsin. We used to not have that in a month. So people are concerned about security. And if you don't have a home that you feel secure in, or an area that you're living in that you feel secure, it's going to affect your lifestyle. It's going to make you feel nervous and scared. And that is not good for your body, your immune system, and all those things going forward. So safety and security is a huge, huge thing. And you want to make sure that you've got some active monitoring, maybe some cameras. And that can put your mind at ease and then make things a lot easier for you and your family, and give you comfort that if you're gone, your family's safe. If you're home alone, that you're going to know everything as soon as it happens at your home. That creates a great mental state. So there you have it. There are 10 emerging healthy lifestyle trends that you might see in the future here for homes. I would love to hear what you guys think. Do you think these are legit? Which ones are interesting to you? We're definitely going to do some more topics on these particular items, but that's kind of your 10,000 foot overview. So you guys can digest that a little bit, and then definitely check back in the future here as we have future episodes diving deeper into some of this content. Once again, if you guys enjoy the podcast, please do me a favor. Not only go into where you're listening it to, give us a 5-star rating and a little comment, a sentence or two would be great. Also, tell your friends and family. Hey, if you got someone that's thinking about building a home, definitely check out the Home Building Hero podcast. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.